Hello.
Hello, Henry.
Yes.
Hi, Henry. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm with the company Local Splash. We're currently helping you with your marketing. How are you? Doing good?
Okay, very good. And you? Yes.
I'm doing great, even though Monday's almost over. Are you ready for the holiday weekend?
Oh, yeah, I have to work, so not so good for me.
I'm sorry, pobre. You're like, don't rub it in, huh?
I'm somewhere in the future. I'll make it up.
Okay, good, good. Maybe a little vacation somewhere, right? So, so Henry, I was calling you because you know what? I was looking at your account, right? And I know that we're assisting you with your marketing as far as like with the first page placement, you know, Google Ads, the local listing and the website directories. And so I work in a department here at Local Splash. It's our Google Guaranteed Upgrades department. And when I see that there's a program that you might qualify for, I want to kind of share that information with you because it might be a better option, right? In addition to what you already have. Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed? Or have you seen it on Google? They have the green check mark. They're at the very top of the page.
Okay.
So I'll kind of explain. When you do a search on Google, you'll see them at the very top. It'll say sponsored ads, Google Guaranteed. It's above the Google ads and above the local map. Okay. So they'll have the green check mark. Now that is a program, Henry, that Google created where you pay per lead, but the lead is not like an Angie's lead. It's not like a Thumbtack lead. This is a lead that will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone, okay? It's only being sent to you. However, there are requirements for that program. So they require that you have at least 5 Google reviews, okay?
Okay.
Which I believe you exceed that. I just got to double check. Now, they are also going to run a background check. Okay, they would just want to make sure that you don't have felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. Okay, they're not looking at DUIs, and they're not checking your credit. Okay? I'm sure that you have a clean record in the last 7 years, right? And then for the roofing vertical, what they're asking for is just a certificate of liability insurance, which is $250,000. Because I guess in your area, they don't require for roofing, they don't require licensing, right?
Licensing, no, but I do have, you say liability insurance?
General liability. They're not asking for the workman's comp. They just want you to have general liability, $250,000 minimum.
Okay, I have that.
You have that? Okay. Usually, you know what, when I speak with business owners, they always have more than what the state requires, right? So now there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application and you fill it out and submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? The approval process takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I'll tell you sometimes I've seen some people get approved within 3 weeks. It depends on how quickly you submit it and how quickly you respond to the background check. Okay.
Okay.
So once you get approved, we call you to notify you, hey, you've been approved. We're going to activate your leads in 3 days unless if you tell us no, activate them now or activate them next month. Okay. Then we activate them when you ask. But basically to activate the leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $924. Now that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, Henry, your leads are $70.67. So you have this budget, right, of $924. It's like a deposit. When a lead comes in, it's going to deduct the $70.67 from that budget. However, if someone called you to do a bathroom remodel, that's outside of the services of roofing, they're going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, And as long as you don't accept the job, it's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it back. The only time that it's considered a qualified lead is if you gave a pricing over the phone, like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead. Okay? Now, Henry, Google's going to assign a special tracking number to you that's linked to your phone. So the calls are recorded. They have an AI system set up so they know what's qualified and what's not. And even if one slipped through the cracks, we dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back. Now, this is a minimum monthly budget, but let's just say you only got one lead in the month. Okay? What's left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So you, that next month, Henry, you're not going to pay $924 again. What you're going to pay is $70.67 because what you're doing is you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because what was left in that budget rolled over. So basically what you're doing is you're just replenishing what you need to get it back to the $924. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. Now they call it Google Guaranteed because Google also will put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google guarantees your work. Now, if you were going on vacation for a few days or a week or so, or let's say you landed some jobs, right? And all your crews are busy. You can't handle more business right now. You got to get these jobs done. Okay. What you do is you call us and you say, hey, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. We don't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on, okay? So you have more control of when those leads are on, however, you know, however long you need to have them on pause. There's no limit. This program allows you to cover wherever your insurance covers you. If you wanted to cover the whole state of North Carolina, you can. I don't recommend it because it puts you out too far. But you can select the areas that you want to target. And it's the first ones you'll see at the top, very first ones. So I saw that you had 16 reviews on your Google Business profile, right? Those same 16 reviews are going to show in your Google Guaranteed profile. Even though they're two separate programs, they're going to show up there as well. Okay? What do you think so far?
Oh, okay. Yeah, $70. That's a pretty pricey lead that I'll be paying. First of all,
would that be like seven?
Yeah, is that all the leads? Like it could be for gutters, it could be for
That's a good question. That's a good question. So let me tell you, I'm gonna read off to you the subcategories, okay, that are under the roofing vertical. Okay, because that's actually the qualifying category for you when I was looking at your specific keywords, because that's your focus, right? Your main focus is roofing, correct? So
it could be gutters, not necessarily. It would be gutters, my main.
Oh, okay.
Main thing.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that we're talking and getting a little bit more in depth about this. So let me pull up on the roofing. Okay, so let me tell you what's under roofing. Okay, roofing inspection, roof repair and installation, attic venting, gutter repair and installation, skylight installation and skylight repair, and then storm wind damage roof repair. Now, let's just say, Jay, you're like, listen, I'll do gutter installs and I'll do skylight installs, but I don't want no gutter repair and I don't want no skylight repair. Okay.
Right.
So if someone calls you, Jay, and they're like, hey, I need my gutter repaired. Could you come out? And you're like, I'm sorry, I don't do gutter repairs. You're not going to be charged for that lead because it's not a service that you're offering. Does that make sense? If you say, I don't do attic venting, I don't want you guys listing, I don't want any leads for attic venting. Okay, we won't put that. But if someone calls you for attic venting, and it's not listed under your services, Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's not part of your services. Do you see what I'm saying? So on your profile, it'll show you do roof installs or repairs or, you know what I mean? It's going to show that under the services. So if skylight repairs aren't listed there or gutter repairs and you get a lead that comes in for that, it's not qualified because it's not under your services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Make sense? Okay. Yeah. So that's a great question in regards to the gutters.
No, as far as my question was for, because on the roofing, if I get a roofing job, a new install, I will make more money than doing one gutter job. So
right.
are the same price?
It's the same price. So if, yeah, so it's the same price. So if you said, listen, I don't want gutter repairs, right? Then we don't list the gutter repairs. But if you want a gutter install, I mean, that could be like the whole piece is being replaced, right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, what does it typically run to replace or like to add in new gutters? What does it typically
cost? Could be $1,000, $1,500.
Okay. What do you typically make off of that? And I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just trying to gauge like what would be the better option if
probably,
Google Guarantee would be better for
that. One third of that.
One third of that is your profit or lo que, what you're paying? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk in Spanish.
No,
I've been speaking Spanish all day. Sorry.
Don't worry. I have to say the same. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
you speak Spanish too? We go back and forth, huh? Yeah. I speak Spanglish. A veces, if I don't want my kids to understand what I'm saying, then I'll talk in Spanish.
Right?
And then my kids are like, I know what that means. And I'm all, oh, you do? Oh, so you know Spanish. They're like, oh, stop. Right. Exactly. So yeah, I mean, basically, like, if you figure a third of that is what the cost, let's say it's $1,500, right? Costs you $500 to get the materials, right? Do the work or whatever. I don't know if you're paying a worker, if you're including that in there or not. But, so, I mean, if you're doing a whole gutter install, I could see where, I mean, it would make the money back on that lead. But if you did one roofing job, that's going to pay for everything, right?
Yeah,
so
the roofing, you can make money on it. The only thing is when you go for the lead, I mean, they'll give you the, oh, but you said they're only going to send that out to you only.
Yeah, it's only coming to you. Yeah, it's not like, have you ever used an Angie's Leads before?
Yeah, I have Home Advisors and I have, Thumbtacks.
Okay, so you know how they send you the lead, but you're sharing it, right? And you got to call them. Okay, this isn't like that. Google Guaranteed, when they click on the phone number, that potential prospect is calling you. That lead is not being sent to anybody. That's why I say it's very different than the Angie's and the Home Advisors and the Thumbtacks, because it's a lead, but it's not just you getting the lead. They're sending it to, like, I don't know what, two or three other businesses, right? So that's why sometimes you're like having to call them right away, or you're having to, you know, kind of bid in a sense, right? So that's why Google actually created this program, because they listened to the complaints that people had that they were paying for leads. And half the time people don't answer, or they're yelling at them saying, I wasn't asking for nothing, or they're telling them, like, I already found somebody 2 months ago. I mean, I even had one guy tell me that he paid $200 for a lead, right? It was for foundation. And that the person told him, oh, I don't own a house. I was just kind of curious. Like, what do you guys charge for that?
Right.
I saw it was a free estimate. And the guy's like, I had to, he's all, you have no idea. I had to basically bite my tongue and tell them, I'm sorry, ma'am, but this just cost me $200 because you were curious. I'm sorry. She's like, I'm sorry. It said it was a free estimate. And he goes, yeah. So he was on the phone with Home Advisor. He was mad because he paid $200 for a lead. Because it's, in all fairness, you know, to the lady, she didn't know. It was free quote for her, right?
They don't know
that you guys are paying for it. So, you know, to be fair, right? So with Google Guaranteed, it's a click to call. It's a direct call to you. We're not telling you, hey, Henry, someone's here looking for your service. It's going to be a live call to you.
So what's in it for, you say you're Local Splash, right?
Yeah, we're Local Splash. Yeah, still same company.
So
I'm just part of the other department.
What's in it for you guys? Where do you make your money there? Because I'm like, this is an extra service you're going to be giving.
Yeah, well, where the money is, so here's the thing, right? It's an extra service, right? You know,
right.
As long as you've been with us, you probably know that we work on retention, Henry. We always want to offer our clients products that are going to be the most suitable, that are going to give you the best return, right? Hmm. So you've been with us for a while. Google Guaranteed started a couple years ago. And so Google Guaranteed, like I said, is one of Google's better products. When we see some of our clients that, because you see, it's not always available for all industries and in all areas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we see that there's an area or an industry that it's available, right, we want to look to see if it's also a good option for you. Okay. The fact, I'll tell you the programs that it really works for. There's some companies, they can't even do it because they're in an area where it's not even available yet. Excuse me, the Google Guaranteed. So when I looked within your area, there is availability. In fact, I'm going to look and see how many guys are part of that program right now that I could see. Let me just type in. And it's the same search, right? It's the same way that people search. Roofers near me. You know, shingle roofing contractor. It's still the same way that people perform the searches, right? So if I'm looking right now in your zip code, right, you probably know some of these guys, Gonzalez Painters and Contractors, Aceline Roofing.
Yes, I heard of
them. Okay. The Shingle Master. You got Roof Repair Specialist, Fiesel Roofing, Storm Safe Roofing and Exteriors, Five Oaks, Gutter Shutter of the Triangle. And you're probably familiar with some of these companies, right? So these are part of the
guys. Sorry to interrupt. Are these your customers too?
No. Nope.
Oh.
None of these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, no, none of these guys. I'm just mentioning who I see as part of the Google Guaranteed, right? So,
okay.
Yeah. So some of these guys, like there's DRS Roofing, and this is what they have listed in their profile, okay? Past background, has business insurance, it has the reviews, family owned. Under their services, all they are listed for is roof inspection, roof install, roof repair, and roof damage repair. That's all they have listed for their services, okay?
Right.
So, like, your profile is going to give the overview as well, right? Now, the areas that they serve, Apex, Carolina Beach, Clinton, Emerald Isle, Garner, Bergaw, Elizabethtown, Fuquay, Verena, Goldsboro. So, they, like, list the areas that they service. They're a 24/7 emergency service. So, they give a list of the areas, which your profile would look like that too, okay? Now, let's say, okay, you have your leads on pause, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is when you have your leads on pause, it reverts to your phone number, okay, not the tracking number because your leads are on pause. Your profile doesn't disappear. Your profile, it'll rotate towards the bottom. However,
mm-hmm.
your leads are on pause, someone sees you listed in the Google Guaranteed, and they click on that phone number, and they call your number, okay, because it's going to revert to your number, you're not getting charged for it. Do you see what I'm saying? Because your leads are off.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have the possibility of getting calls still, right?
Okay.
But your leads, even though your leads are off and you're not being charged, but if someone calls you and said, oh, hey, do you do a bathroom remodel? Well, your leads are off. You're not getting charged for it. You see what I'm saying? But typically, very rare do I hear that people have had anyone that I know that has done the Google Guaranteed has always said way better than the Angie's and Thumbtack. Way better. Google is one of the largest platforms out there. It even having a program like this where you're paying per lead is a lot better than these other, you know, lead generating programs that are directories. You know what I mean? I know it's a bigger investment, But when you look at it in the long run, right, you have more control of pausing them when you need to. You still have the ability to select the areas that you want, right? And, hey, if it's an unqualified lead, you know you're getting that credited back. And it doesn't mean, like I said, that you're paying that $924 every month, right? Also, we like to start you with the minimum monthly budget just because, Henry, we want you to see first how the program works before you start saying, hey, I want now up to 20 leads this month, or I want to get up to 30. You always have the ability to increase that, but the cost per lead stays the same. You see what I'm saying? So
okay.
I feel for me it's one of Google's better products, and that's why I wanted to reach out to you, because I know that you've been with us a while and you've been running your Google ads, but I want to make sure that we're better assisting you. And if there's another product out there that's going to give you a better return, I want to make sure that we're offering that to you. So that's why I'm part of this team, you know? You're not going to have additional fees, like click fees on this, because all of our pricing is included in the lead cost. So it's not additional cost that you're going to have. Other than if you're going to continue running the Google ads, then you know you're always paying that $299 a month, right?
Right, okay.
And that's always on the 10th.
I know on the $299 that I pay, I get Google ads, I think, right? They give me $100?
You do,
in
actually,
Google ads?
You know what? Let me tell you, you're actually grandfathered on that package.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even have that package anymore, the $299 for the Google ads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they allocate $100 to the Google ads, absolutely, from that package. And then you have site, which is a website, right?
Just to tell you something, that $100, I think that helps a lot, because I have tried other companies, and on the monthly payments that I was paying, I don't get no calls.
Mm-hmm.
But with you guys, I get one call. I guess that must be the $100.
Even if I get the one call. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I think one call a month, and every other month. Right now, lately, it's been slow, but usually in the summertime, I get at least one call every month or every other month. They will say, okay, it'll pay me the month for these 2 months. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Hey, as long as you're making that back, right? Absolutely.
Yes.
You know? And that's good, Henry. And here's, like I said, again, Local Splash, I've been here, it's going to be 8 years now, coming up on 8 years. But I will tell you this, as long as I've been here, I know that this company has always been on retaining our clients and making sure that we're offering them the best product possible, right? Because we like the long-term relationship partnership with you, right? And that's why I love this company. And I don't say it just because I'm on the phone with you. I've worked for other marketing companies in the past. Like, I don't know if you even remember back in the day, the Penny Saver. I'm probably telling you how old I am. But, it's this company, I see that they strive, right, to really better assist you in the best way possible. And that's why I was like, you know, let me call him and talk to him about Google Guaranteed, because I feel it's a very good option for you. Now, I would never say quit what you're doing right now with us, right? But if you're doing well with Google Ads, I can definitely see you doing just as well with the Google Guaranteed. So it's another option for you. But again, it's going to put you at that very, in the very top positions, right? I won't tell you you'll be number one or number six of the Google Guaranteed, because, of course, it's just like the Google Ads, right, and the Google Local Listing. It depends on who's performing the search. Mm-hmm. But at least you know that for the roofing category, whether they're looking for a roofing contractor, whether they're looking for, you know, a seamless gutter installation, right, those are the same keywords that are going to be utilized for you to come up in the search results for the Google Guaranteed, because they perform the search the same way. It's the first thing you'll see is Google Guaranteed with the green check mark. Underneath of that would be the sponsored ads, which are the Google ads where it says businesses and the local listing, right? So currently, think of it like this. Right now, you have Google ads and you have the Google local map. You already got two spotlight positions. Now being part of the Google Guaranteed, you're going to be in three spotlight positions. Do you see what I'm saying? But at least with the Google Guaranteed, you can control. I know it's more of an investment, but you can control when those leads are off and on.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to call every time for that, or could I do it on a system, on an app?
We don't have the system set up yet. I know that that's something that has been in the – they've talked about having a system set up like that. But I will tell you this, that signing up for the Google Guaranteed, it's still the same customer service number, okay? We have a specific department for that. You just call and you say, hey, I need the leads paused. We pause them, okay? But if you were, if you decided, you know what, Nadine, let's start the process for the Google Guaranteed, I would, because you have the other product, and you would also be having Google Guaranteed, I would ask if we could have like an account manager assigned to you so you have a specific person. You know what I mean? For your account. If
wow.
you're doing both the Google Guaranteed along with the campañas, you know, with the package that you currently have, because I
right.
think it'd be good for you to have like a specific person as an account, kind of like in a, like your point of contact. You know what I mean? But,
right,
I mean,
right.
you would have my number, too. If you couldn't get a hold of someone and it was urgent, you could say, hey, Nadine, can you tell them I need my leads paused? And I would send
okay.
them the message. Okay?
Now,
but, yeah.
My next question, sorry to interrupt you. Do I have
no,
to
okay.
first time $900? Could it be less?
What do you mean? To activate it?
You said mentioning that you got to pay $900. Is that like
that's
the cost
the minimum.
Of it?
That's a minimum monthly activation, yes. So let's say you decided, Nadine, let's do it. Let's get it started. Okay. I'm going to only charge you $250 today for the application, okay? I send you the application. You're going to fill it out. And then I'm going to schedule a client interview with Areli, who's part of our Google Guarantee Department, who'll go over your application, any additional questions you have, okay? Then let's say in 3 weeks, okay, let's just say in 3 weeks, you get approved, right? Areli or
mm-hmm.
Ivan or Bonnie is going to call you because those are the three that work in the department. They're going to, one of them is going to call you and say, hey, Henry, you've been approved. So in 3 days, we're going to activate the leads. Now that if you said, okay, yeah, activate them in the three, go ahead in 3 days, charge the card. They're going to charge you the $924 because that's what we call the minimum monthly budget. Now that budget, that cost is going to give you up to 13 leads. Does that mean you're going to get all 13 leads in the first month? I don't know. You might only get two. Okay. So you know that you got this deposit, this budget in your account. When a call comes through from the Google Guaranteed, it's going to deduct $70.67 from the $924. So if you had two leads that came through that first month, then the next month, they're not charging you $924 again. They're only charging you $70.67 times two because you're paying for the two leads that you got the month before. So basically what you're doing is you're replenishing for the leads that you received the month prior. So they always want that deposit, that budget in your account of the $924. Does that make sense?
Oh. Okay, so that's a month that it has to have that there. You cannot put, oh, I want to do a $500. No.
No,
it
no.
Has to be
the minimum's going to be the $924, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the minimum monthly budget for the roofing vertical, correct.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
And then the lead, they're all the same price, right? If like I do painting,
mm-hmm.
could I, if I put painting, it will cost me $70.
You won't get a painting lead. The only leads that you're going to get for the roofing, okay, is going under the roofing vertical is what we call it, the category. It's only going to be gutters, roofing, okay?
Uh-huh.
Remember the ones that I was mentioning to you earlier, roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter install, gutter repair, skylight, siding?
Siding, yes.
Siding is a separate category. That is
a separate category,
yeah. Let me just look at it real quick. Just out of curiosity, what they require for the siding. Yeah, because that one is called, it's what they call for, so the verticals are what they call categories, okay? Roofing has its own category. Siding has its own category. Painting has its own category. Okay. And each category might have different requirements. So for siding, there's remodeling, like siding remodeling, I guess, repair and maintenance, siding installation, and siding removal. So those ones that I mentioned, how many of those do you do?
I do siding, new installation.
New installation, but you don't do so much repairs, right?
I might, yeah, but at $70 a pop,
No, it wouldn't be $70 a pop. I'm going to look it up to see what the cost would be because, see, and I'll tell you right now, you probably wouldn't want it because you're looking at, siding's expensive. The lead cost. Let me tell you what the siding lead cost is, but don't have a patatus on me when I tell you, okay? The siding lead cost is $118.67 for siding. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. But again, these are leads. If you don't want a lead like someone calling you for, you got to at least do two or three of the subcategories. I don't know if siding would be a good one for you. You know what I mean? Just because mm-hmm. you would only be doing siding installation. So that's where the Google Ads listing keywords would help you. Do you see what I'm saying? That's where those come in. Because you can use multiple keywords on those. For Google Guaranteed, it's specific categories with subcategories within them. So I'm always going to offer you what's going to be the most beneficial and the best category that's going to fit you best, right? Now, when you talked about painting, I mean, do you like go and paint someone's whole house or like their whole inside or what do you typically do?
We get jobs for, because I do my roofing and my gutters and then I have people, else you do? We do painting, so I get hired for that too. So we paint outside. Also, I mean, if they have if the house is paintable, and then we paint inside too.
Really?
It's very paintable.
Oh, okay. Well, because here's the thing, and let me see what the requirements are for the painter. But and then I'll go over those with you too, and then I'm going to tell you how it would work. Because if you qualify for that, you could also be a part of that too, right? That category would be good for you. Let me take a look at what the requirements are real quick.
And do you have to have another $900 deposit for that or?
No. And I'm going to explain. Yeah, no. Because remember, painting is a different category. So it's more than likely going to have different pricing and different requirements. So they don't require a license, at least $100,000 general liability insurance, which you have plenty of that, right? Now, for the painter, okay, and I'm gonna explain to you what's under that category, and then, so it's gonna be painting outdoors, okay, painting indoors, gutter painting, okay, is part of that. Furniture painting, cabinet painting, stair painting, door painting, window painting, wallpaper removal, spray painting. I don't think you would want a lead for furniture painting, right? I mean, you're not really looking to go paint someone's furniture. What about cabinets?
We could do cabinets.
Okay. Now, if someone's calling you, just can you paint my stairs or my door? I don't think so much, right? Or their windows?
No. If I get hired, it's to paint the whole house.
Okay. So mainly doing the painting indoors, outdoors, and we're talking gutter painting, right? And spray painting. Those would be the top ones, correct?
Well, gutter painting, that's not too popular.
No? Okay, well, it's part of it. But, I mean, if you don't want gutter painting, that's fine. But majority, there's at least those ones. Okay, so for that one, I'll tell you what the minimum monthly budget is and then what the cost per lead is, okay? So the minimum monthly budget for that one, for the painter, is $612, gives you up to 13 leads. The leads are $46.67. Okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you're like, okay, Nadine, let's start the Google Guaranteed process. Okay? I would recommend, Henry, get approved, okay, for both the roofer and the painter get approved for both. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you get approved and we call you and you're like, okay, I want both of them. I want both categories, painter and roofer. I want leads for both. Okay. You're going to pay the $924. You're going to pay the higher cost, minimum monthly mm-hmm. budget. But when a lead comes in for the roofer, it's going to deduct $70.67. If a lead comes in for the painter, it's going to deduct $46.67.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you might end up with three roofing leads that month and six painter leads. So the next month, whatever you have left, it rolls over, right? So the next month, what you're going to be replenishing is to get your budget back up to the 924. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But you're not paying 70.67 for the painter lead because you're going to be it's going to deduct for the painter lead, 46.67. See what I mean?
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you could get approved for both of them. And yeah. And let's say one day you have a plenty of roofing jobs. You're like, listen, I just want to focus more right now on the painters. Then we shut off the roofing leads and you keep the painter leads on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up to you. So even if, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you get approved. We call you and you're like, you know what? Right now I got a bunch of roofing jobs. Let's just turn on the painter leads. Let's only get those leads turned on. Okay. So we're only going to turn on the painter leads. You're going to pay $612 to activate it. You will not get any roofing leads. But if you say, I want the roofing leads too, then you have to pay the higher minimum monthly budget. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right. I got you. I got you. All right. So let's, that sounds good.
And you qualify yeah. for both because it only requires the insurance. You don't need licensing for the painter y tampoco for the roofer. You don't need it. It's just the general liability insurance, which you exceed what's required for both. And then just that. And you got the reviews, and they just got to run the background check. So for the background check, when they run it, Henry, they're going to mm-hmm. ask you for your Social Security number, okay? Anyone that doesn't have a Social Security number, then you could either use the EIN or the I-10 in place of the Social mm-hmm. Security number. So of the three that I mentioned, which one do you use?
The social? This is for, you said, for what? What do they need that for?
So for the Google Guaranteed, what they do is they run a background check. Remember I told you they have to run a background check because they want to make sure que no tienes, like, felonías. They don't look at your credit or anything like that. So when they run the background check, there's two companies that Google uses. One is called mm-hmm. Evident ID. The other one's called Pinkerton. Those two companies run the background checks for Google. Once we know who it is, we're going to let you know, hey, Henry, be on the lookout. Pinkerton's going to send you an email or a text message. Follow the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just answer the questions or follow the steps. One of them, I can't remember which one it is. I always forget. But there's one that's going to tell you just send us a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one is going to tell you put your birth date, put your social, because what they're doing is they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. But we notify you ahead of time because we want you to be like pendiente that, okay, I'm going to, because you got to answer it in real time. You got 24 hours to respond. Otherwise, we have to ask them, resend him the link. So we don't want to delay any process for you. So that's why we're on top of letting you know, hey, this is who you're going to be getting this.
Okay. Now, I guess, I know I asked you this. What
it's
do you,
okay.
you, I guess you guys make a commission, I guess, on the leads, right?
Our service fee is already included in everything. You know what I mean? So you're not getting additional, if that makes sense. Like, you know how some companies, like, when they charge you for Google Ads, oh, now you're going to also pay click fees? Like, we don't do that because you're paying mm-hmm. that rate. So what the cost of the lead is, it's our that's where the application fee comes in. So our management fee and everything is already inclusive in everything. You're not going to have additional cost aside from what you would already be paying. That's it.
And then I still have to pay the $300 a month.
Yeah, if you want to continue with the Google Ads, yeah. All of our programs, always know that all of our programs are month to month. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Okay. All right, let's start filling out the application for that.
Okay, let's get it going. Okay. And then remember, Henry, you don't have to, like, once, and I'll even notate it on the account, like, listen, do not, once he gets approved, do not activate his leads without talking with him first, okay? And him agreeing to when to activate them. So I would heavily notate that in the account, okay? Because we know sometimes, like, when you might get, once you get approved, and let's say we call you, and you're like, oh, my God, I got, like, 10 projects going on. I can't do it right now. So, of course, we don't want to activate the lead, right?
I have that problem. I will have that problem, yes.
It's okay. We're going to get you there, right? Everything in God's hands. That would be an amazing problem to have, huh? Where you're like, pulling your hair out.
Yeah.
Right? I know. I hear you. Okay. So I'm just going to be going over a few things with you, Henry. I'm going to send you first everything in writing. So let me go here real quick, and I just want to make sure I still have the correct email for you, because I'm going to send you the recap. And, again, to show what the costs on the leads are for both the roofer and the painter, so this way you see both, okay? So let me go here. I appreciate your patience. Now, your last name is Paez, right, with the P? P-A-E-Z?
Paez, yes.
Yeah, Paez. Okay. That's not a very common last name at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
How's the weather over there in North Carolina? Humid?
Oh, it was humid a couple of days ago, right? Today, too.
Uh-huh.
Today was very hot.
Really?
Today was hot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You know what? This week, I'm in California, right? And I'm going to
tell
you, Henry, this past weekend, I was at a party in San Clemente, which is kind of by the beach. But let me tell you, it was like miserable hot. It wasn't dry heat. It was like humid. I told my cousin, oh, my gosh, I feel sticky. I felt like it was horrible. Well, I can handle dry heat, but when it's humid, I told her, I don't even know por qué me peiné. Like, I don't even know why I bothered combing my hair. You know what I mean? Because I'm just like, my hair was flat, like the curls didn't stay. You know, women problems here. When you go to a party, it was just miserably hot. It was like, oh, my gosh. And it reminded me of the time when I was 12, my grandmother took me to Florida to visit a lot of our family over there. And all I could ever remember was the humidity. It was miserable. So that's why we were always at the beach. LibertyConstruction12@gmail.com, Henry. That's the email that we have on file for you. That's the best email still? Okay. So right now what you're going to receive is an email coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it's going to say Google Guaranteed in the subject part of it. What this does is it's giving you the overview of what you and I discussed as far as the Google Guaranteed program, okay, with the minimum monthly budgets for the roofer, for the painter, because you know they're different, okay, and what their cost per lead are, okay? Now, Henry, so I don't know if we're charging the same card on file for the application fee. It masses it all.
Do you have the last four digits of the card?
That's what I was going to tell you. It'll only show me the last four digits, that it's a Visa, and it ends with 8392.
83 what? 92?
8392. October 28 is when it expires, and then it just shows the CVV code. But everything else is blocked out.
Not sure what you said. And you charged last month on that one?
Yeah, it looks like that one was charged last month. Yeah, that's the only card that they have on file. Mm-hmm.
Is there a way we could change that?
We can. Do you want to put a different card on file here with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card that we're going to update it to, what's the name on the card, Henry? Is it your name? Does it have the business name on it or both?
My name and Liberty Construction.
Okay. So is it just Henry Paez or is there like a middle initial?
It has a middle initial as J.
J. Henry, J, and then Paez. And then it says Liberty Construction on it?
Yeah, Liberty Construction LLC.
Okay. So Liberty Construction LLC on it. Okay. Let me just put that. Me just update this. Now, if later on you're going to want to change this card, you know you always want to make sure to let us know, right? So that way we can update it. Because this is the card that's going to stay on file now. Your next payment, too, para que recuerdas, is going to be on the 10th, the 299. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the billing address.
Let's check the background, and I'm paying $225 for that. Let's say if something comes along and then, you know, I'm in jail right now, so I'm calling from the cell. You know, let's say they find out, right? Is that returnable? Is that refundable?
So if, and let me be very clear with you on this, right? Let's just say that something came up on your record. So basically what they're looking for is felonies, if you had any sex crimes. Okay, that's what they're looking for.
Okay.
They're looking for, like, murder charges, okay? They're going back 7 years is basically what they're doing. Now, I will tell you this. It's non-refundable, and I'm going to say this because let's say you didn't disclose that you had, I don't know, a robbery charge, right, a felony, armed robbery, mm-hmm. let's say, right? We all have a past, Henry, and I'm not accusing you of anything, but I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Let's say you had a robbery charge on there, okay? Google disqualifies you. You didn't disclose that to me, though, right? And it comes up, Google's going to disqualify you, okay? So you will not get the money back, all right?
Okay.
So, but if, like, you know, I don't know. If I had one guy that was worried, he's like, are they going to look at my credit? Because right now my credit's not good. I said it has nothing to do with your credit. They're not even looking at evictions, nothing like that. They're looking for straight felonies because what happens is, they're basically telling people, hey, he's part of the Google Guaranteed program. We're like basically saying this guy's legit. He does good work. And Google's backing you up. So that's why they run the background check. Because they want to make sure that they're not backing up someone that's, you know, you know what I mean? So, and it's a good question to ask. Okay?
Yeah. Because over here, let's say if you run a light or if you're speeding, that's considered you might be hit with, you know, like some penalties or something. Like it could be like a sort of a crime, I believe. I don't know what it's called, but, you know, that's why you got to be careful around here. Okay. So, let's go ahead with it.
Yeah. No, you'd be good. And you know what? If it was like because of a ticket that you ran a red light, that's mm-hmm. considered a felony. I know in some states it's kind of different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I know what you're talking about. Like, it's like you're driving like a maniac or something, but it's another word for it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you should be fine, Henry. I don't see any issues. You know what I mean? I really don't.
Yeah. Or,
but yeah, unless if you had those type of crimes that I mentioned, then they're going to automatically disqualify you. Okay?
Yeah, nothing like that. Okay.
Now, your billing address, is it still the 3211 Shopton Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And is this card a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
A Visa?
Okay. What's the card number when you're ready?
Okay. 4246.
Uh-huh.
3154.
Okay.
438-8381.
43, what was after the 43?
At the beginning?
Yeah. So I have 4246, 3154. 43, and then
I have 8.
Okay, so there was another 8. So 4246-3154-4388-8381, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Expiration month and year?
That's 10 of 28.
10 of 28. And the CVV code on the back?
It's 746.
Okay. Bear with me here. How quickly do you think you can have the application filled out?
I might need a couple of days. I have to travel tomorrow.
That's okay.
For business or stuff.
That's okay. That's okay. I want to know, because what I'm going to do, I would want to schedule your client interview. The client interview takes about 30 minutes. Okay. But basically in the client interview, the technician is going to talk to you about the, go over the application, any questions you might have, a little bit more in detail. And if you can have the application already done, great. If you don't have it submitted, it's okay. Not a big deal. But it's a real simple application, I promise you. It's nothing difficult. Okay?
Okay.
So when would you want the client interview? What date? Now, remember, Friday is a holiday, so we're not here on Friday. I hope you enjoy it as well.
Oh, no, I have to work. I have to work. So
on a holiday?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Right now, I got to travel to Dallas for business. Like I said, I'm buying a pickup truck.
Oh, okay. Oh, you are? For the business?
Yeah,
or that's exciting? Oh, okay.
No, it's not exciting. Yeah.
No,
okay.
Because you're spending money. You're like, no, it's not exciting when I have to spend more money, right?
Yes. So I guess we could set up for next week.
Okay. On Monday, would that be good for you?
Could it be Tuesday?
Tuesday? Okay, let me take a look here. So I am going to ask you, though, can you promise me that you'll fill out the application as soon as you can?
Yes.
Okay, because if I don't see that you've turned in the application, then I'm going to be calling you, Henry. I'm going to say, Henry, where's your application? Okay. Yeah, well, because, you know what, I want to make sure that we're doing you service, right? So let me do this.
Right, right.
So what time on Tuesday of next week would work for you?
I guess you're in a different time zone, so.
Yeah, we're 3 hours behind you. So you just let me know what works for you.
So it has to be, well, it cannot be any time. It has to be probably like, what time you get? You guys
our
get
earliest
there, like,
appointment,
nine?
Our earliest appointment for your time zone would be 10:30. The latest would be 6:30 in your time zone.
10:30.
Okay. So let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to schedule you for Tuesday, right? At 10:30. Let me just put that. And I'll send you a calendar invite for that. And then I'm just going to go over some notes, some questions with you. And then we'll be all set. I probably only need like 5-7 more minutes and then we'll be all done. You probably want to eat your dinner soon. Unless you already ate dinner. Or did you just get home?
Yeah. I just ate.
Okay. So let me go here. Okay. So I got hours of operation. If I'm looking at your Google Business profile, it shows that you're open, and I always like to verify this information with you. It shows opened Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday and Sunday closed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. Let me put that. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m., and then Saturday, Sunday closed. Do you usually do the weekends just to finish up projects?
Not necessarily, no. Not necessarily.
No?
If I have something pending, yes, I'll do that.
Oh, okay. And I'm putting you for roofer and the vertical or the roofer category and the painter one. Okay. And then let me do this. No, you do not have a Google guaranteed account. This does not apply to you. This does not apply to you either. Okay. Existing Google Business profile. Yes. Yes, you have more than 5 reviews. You are a current client. Okay. On the background check, okay, they're going to ask you, I put down that you have the social. If you don't have social, you have EIN, correct? Either one of those?
Yes.
Okay. So if you have your social, you want to use your social, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that way they run it. Now, when they're asking you, they also ask, do you have a driver's license or a state ID or a passport? to confirm that that's who you are? Okay. And then remember, Google uses Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we will follow up with you. So that way you're aware that you're going to get an email or a text message from Pinkerton or Evident ID, okay? So we'll notify you so this way you're on the lookout. I'm putting license is not required for either one of those categories. Let me see here. Yes, you have a certificate. Now, when you're filling out the application, I'm going to tell you, it's going to ask you for license not required. Okay. It's going to ask you for the certificate of liability insurance. We don't need all the papers. We just need that one paper, okay? You don't have to endorse Google on it. They just want proof. That's it, okay? Typically, what areas do you want to target? Or do you want to state that during your interview with the technician?
Yeah, let's wait until the interview. I don't want to think right now.
Okay, I'm going to tell them we're going to leave that for the client interview. Okay. Now, I'm going to email you, and I'm going to text you your application, okay?
Okay.
So, when you're filling out the application, it is very important that you fill it out exactly as, like, if on your certificate of liability insurance and on your Google Business profile, it's listed with the LLC, list it like that when you're filling out the application, okay? There is a portion where it's going to ask you about the license, just don't even bother with that because a license is not required, okay? There is a part that's going to ask you how many business owners. You just put one. You're the only business owner, okay?
Right.
When it's asking, do you have employees, you're going to put zero, and I'm going to tell you why. If you put you have one employee or two employees, Henry, it's then going to ask you for their information to run their background check, okay? The only one that they should be running a background check on is the person that is doing the bidding and exchanging money with the clients, which is just you, right? You don't have your workers going and collecting your money, correct?
No, no.
Okay. So that's why you only put you. So when it asks you, like, how many employees, you're going to put zero. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just do this, and then we'll be all set. Now, on Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning, which is going to be 10:30 your time, when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number. Henry, it's very important you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back, okay? If I'm not on a call or in another meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to Areli. If I am not available when it's time to call you, she's going to proceed without me. She will not wait. Okay? But I'm going to really do my best. I want to be available to do the introduction because I'm so excited for you about this program.
Yeah.
Now, when you're filling out the application, if you have any questions, I'm going to text you my info right now. I'm at the same 877 number. You just put my extension 623, and it's also on the email that I sent you. On the email I sent you también, it shows – it's going to ask you on the application, what's your minimum monthly budget? You're going to put the 924, put the higher one, but it's noted in the account that we're getting you approved for the painter and the roofer. So once you get approved, you let them know what leads to turn on. Okay?
All right.
So I'm sending you my contact right now, and then I'm so excited for you. Any other questions before I let you enjoy the rest of your evening? Make sure you got my text. Get them on there.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, Henry, if you have any questions about the application, feel free and call me. I'm more than happy to help you, okay, with any questions that you don't understand.
Sure.
Okay,
you got it. Thank you.
Please have it done. Have it done soon, the application. I'll follow up with you on Thursday if I don't see that you submitted it already. Okay?
I'm filling in a record. Hope it's not long enough.
It's not real long. It's not real long, I promise you. It's really simple.
All right. I already started. I'll do it right now. Okay, thanks.
Okay. You are so welcome. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.